We'll talk about standard operating procedures. Now, again, very important, irrespective of an e-commerce business or any other business, SOPs and standard procedures and process flows ensure that everybody has a guiding document in case of decision making or to know what to do and when to do. And accountabilities are predefined. You know how to handle situations, you know how to handle complaints, you know how to take decisions. So it's a guiding principle for the entire team. Hence, it's important that you develop standard operating procedures or SOPs and process flows for your e-commerce business as well. You need to have a team representation chart or organization diagram, organo chart, which is important for your team, your hiring team, investors as well. They get to know the kind of designations and roles that you have in your team. Have you accounted for all the critical profiles or not? Then startup to growth phase of e-commerce organization start. How do you grow from a small, maybe a 2 people or 3 people team to a large 300 people organization? And then e-commerce business operations flow chart for understanding. So first of all, developing standard operation processes or procedures or SOPs, as we call. Now, an SOP is a document that provides step-by-step instructions on how to perform a particular business activity, such as order to cash or purchase to pay. For example, a detailed process on procuring raw materials for manufacturing. So now every raw material, or you could have raw material in different categories. So how do you define the processes right from writing down your requirements, calculating the quantity required, selecting vendors, shortlisting vendors, whether you have to go to your existing vendors, or situations where you would need a new vendor. If you need a new vendor, what are the steps involved? So every activity, first of all, as a new business, you will do for the first time. When you do for the first time, you'll have some external documents and guidelines that you can fall back upon. If you don't have any guidelines, as you go through processes for the first time, document that, because those become your guidelines when the next time you have to repeat the same activity. You won't want to spend the same amount of learning time every time that you have to repeat a process. And hence, documenting the steps become important, even hiring. So how do you hire for your e-commerce business? So what channels do you use? Do you use knockfree.com? Do you use IAM jobs? Or do you use LinkedIn jobs? Or do you advertise in local newspapers? Or do you have a scheduled agency or a couple of agencies that you share your requirements with? What's your interview process? Is there a written assessment? How many rounds of interview are there? What are your employment terms? So for everything, you need to document processes to ensure decision-making is quick, irrespective of who is accomplishing a task, who is following a process. They know what to do. There are decision-making guidelines. What if something goes wrong? Who to ask? Where to ask? Where to look? So you are removing a lot of thinking process and making transactions documented, which people can follow. Yeah, there will be exceptions. When exceptions happen, there could be discussions. But other than that, people have guidelines to follow. So you know that they are doing it right the first time and every time. So although most SOPs are presented as text documents, they can also contain images or videos to help clarify the instruction. For example, for hiring, if you have to create a video on how to post jobs on LinkedIn, rather than describing it, you could just record it the first time you do it, and the next person to do the same job can just watch the video and learn the steps on how to post jobs on LinkedIn, for example. So these become guiding principles for the entire organization. An essence of SOP in e-commerce business is to build system of operations and transparency within the organization. Everybody is aware of how a certain task is accomplished, on how a vendor was evaluated, for example, or how a person was hired. There will be a hiring score, there will be a test score, the person would have met certain qualifying requirements. So you eliminate bias and you create transparency if you follow standard operating procedures, and you also ensure that there are less errors and defects in your process. So the SOP also helps increasing levels of efficiency in each department while encouraging productivity. For example, if you have a structured process right from identifying a vacancy to creating a job description, you may even have ready templates of job descriptions for each department, each profile, you know where to post the job, which agencies to go after, then it reduces the timeline it takes from identifying an open vacancy to hiring a candidate. If every time it has to be done from scratch, it may take a lot of time to identify the right candidate. So hence, SOP helps in improving your level of efficiency. Now, it is a department head's responsibility to develop the SOP, not just develop, but revisit it regularly and make changes if and when necessary. So whenever you have exception cases, go revisit the process and see if the context has changed and you need to make some alterations there. So it is the CEO, founder, or co-founder's forte to integrate and provide an organizational SOP to roll out smooth day-to-day operations. Everybody in the team should be aware that who does what by when. So whom to approach when a certain issue is to be solved or when a certain query is to be resolved. So start with a startup phase chart. You will start with a small team, founder, co-founder, a CTO, a CMO, or a CHRO, or an HR executive, HR manager, marketing manager, a procurement manager. So you will have a small team of 2, 3, 4 people. Divide roles and responsibilities amongst them. And as you start growing, keep documenting the requirements to add more people. Clearly define what each person is expected to do, supposed to do, and how will you measure their performance effectiveness. So the core team usually is somebody who takes care of finance, tax, legal. It could be somebody in-house, it could be an outsourced consultant. You have somebody responsible for product development, could be one of the founders, or you may hire somebody. Then you'll have somebody as a CTO. Again, one of the founders can take care of that. Sales and marketing, either you have a dedicated CMO or the founder again takes care of that if they are good with sales and marketing. And you would need somebody responsible to manage inventory and supply chain management. So this is similar to different ministries in a government. The same person can manage more than one departments, or you could have dedicated people for each department or ministry if it's an equivalent to a government. But initially, you have a small team when you start up, so it could be one person responsible for two or more functions. And as you grow, as your finances allow and the scale allows, you keep on hiring for respective dedicated functional capabilities of the person. This represents the startup of a growing startup. As you grow, you add more verticals, you add more people who are dedicated to a particular department or function. So you have a marketing person, a salesperson, a procurement person, tech, legal, HR, customer care, product development, somebody who manages supply chain. And again, the CEO or the co-founder could be responsible for one or more functions. But as you grow, you keep hiring more people, so you grow horizontally and you grow vertically when it comes to your organizational start. So once your startup starts growing, you will definitely need additional team members. So as a long-term strategy, you should have your organization's chart ready for the growth phase. So you should know, as per your business plan, when you would need to hire more people. So at what stage, maybe when you hit say a certain revenue goal, you will expand your team, or when you start servicing say 10,000 customers a month, you will need additional team members. So put that in your business plan, because that also increases your cost, affects your margins because your overheads increase. But plan it and put it in your long-term strategy. Depending upon the criticality of the function, the workload, the strategic importance of the role, you start adding the role and the resources. Again, if it is not a core part of your business, if it's not a core strategy, you may at times want to outsource it. For example, a lot of businesses outsource the digital marketing piece because it requires specific expertise and it's helpful to outsource digital marketing to an agency. So depending upon the strategic importance, whether it is a core function or not, you could mark it in your organizational chart whether this role is to be done in-house, full-time or part-time, or whether it is beneficial to outsource it to a consultant, an agency, or a freelancer. So this could be a snapshot of an e-commerce operation flowchart where you have HR, you have IT, you have accounts, and you have other departments including operations, sales, and R&D, and supply chain. So each of these roles are important, whether it is one person taking care of multiple functions or you have dedicated person and teams for each of these functions, depends upon the scale of your startup. So an e-commerce process flowcharts are very important to online retail business. It's important to all kinds of businesses because it gives visibility and transparency on how a particular activity happens and is accomplished from start to end. It gives decision-making guidelines, when to do when you hit a bottleneck or when to do when something gets stuck. For example, if you have excess inventory, for example, what do you do? You can't leave it to the person every time that, okay, the inventory increased, the product is not in demand. So how do you dispose of excess inventory? But if you have an SOP to deal with excess inventory, it will talk about ways to deal with it depending on the product category. Do you run a sale on your website, or do you have a network of offline vendors who are willing to buy your inventory at a lower cost? And how do you evaluate what went wrong with the forecasting? So that should also have a process that gather inputs for the forecasting and ensure that this situation does not happen in future. But if you don't have a structured process to deal with such cases, you won't get the right insights to improve your business efficiency and profitability in the future. So SOPs help to understand how the entire business works after all. If you have a new person who joins a growing startup, the person could refer SOP documents or videos to understand how the processes are taken care of. So it becomes a learning and a guiding document for new employees. And when old employees are in doubt, they can go back and refer to the SOPs. So it is easy to train the resources when they join the company through these process charts. And also, existing employees can keep going back to these documents and process flows as reference documents. So depicting process flow and mapping their performance can enable you to decide whether these operations to be kept in-house or to be outsourced. If they're not a core strategy or a core expertise of your business, then it's better that you outsource, because by doing that, you save on your office space, you save on your hiring expenses, and it's easier to switch agencies if they're not able to perform as expected. So the key objective of standard operating procedures is to make employees understand the business operations, give them step-by-step process flows to accomplish activities and tasks for predictable results. The startup to growth phase of organization chart helps to understand how overall the team buildup is happening in a short time span. And you can also predict when you are going to hire for certain job roles and ensure that you have enough capital to pay for resources. And you factor that in your business planning to calculate your future sales revenue and overheads and profitability. The very nature of the e-commerce business is such that it scales within no time, and hence you need to be prepared and you need to be more effective to manage the fast increasing scale. E-commerce business operations flowchart helps to understand how the entire business works after all. It's very dynamic, hence it's important for everybody to know who does what by when, and SOPs define who does what by when and how. So these become the guiding document and principle for running your e-commerce operations. Thank you.